Acts chapter 5, verses 8 to 9. And Peter answered Sapphira, "Tell me whether you sold the land for so much." She said, "Yes, for so much." And Peter said to her, "How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." A teacher once asked me, "Why would we teach this account to teens? Isn't it too morbid?" Well, the greatness of God's love in Christ is the focus of what we want to share with all. Yet, we also need to be careful not to distort God's character by diminishing his just and holy wrath on sin and unbelief. It's because Jesus doesn't want any of his children to have such an end that the account of Ananias and Sapphira is laid before us as a dire warning. Put off hypocrisy. Instead, Romans 13 calls us to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Yes, Jesus put on our flesh and blood to be born as our brother in the manger at Bethlehem. He put on complete obedience to the entire law on our behalf to give you his righteousness. He put his flesh and blood on the cross of Calvary to bear the guilt of all of our sins, even the anguished separation from his own Father, which we deserved. He died for the forgiveness of your sins. He arose to put on you the title Holy Child of God, heir of the kingdom of heaven. What a gift. What a title. It won't work to put on hypocrisy in order to receive these gifts, as if there's somehow, some way we can be somewhat worthy of these gifts. It's in exchange for our sin and its curse that Jesus gives his righteousness and blessing. What an exchange! What a gift. It's the perfect gift. The gift which every one of us desperately needs. The gift so precious that we can never afford it. A gift of pure grace. A gift that your Savior King is freely offering to you, saying, "Put on the Lord Jesus Christ." You know, if somebody actually offered you the crown jewels in exchange for vile, nuclear-contaminated garbage, that would be nothing in comparison to this exchange, this gift. Without Christ's gift, the greatest gifts of this world are finally nothing. With Christ's gifts, the smallest gift has eternal value. So put on the Lord Jesus Christ for life. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Our flesh sometimes suggests, hey, we're all sinners, and Jesus came to take away our sin, so what does it matter if we continue to sin? Jesus corrects that attitude by graphically describing our faith life as a walk through, if you will, a sloppy cow pasture in our flip-flops. Yeah, our feet are going to get dirty. Though we are clean in Christ, walking in this dirty world, we daily need Jesus to wash our feet again and again. But when people don't just walk through the pasture, but throw fresh cow pies at each other, or wade and wallow in the mud holes, they're going to need more than their feet cleaned. Such behavior can become evidence that we're not putting on Jesus. Anytime we deliberately choose sin, we're putting Jesus to the test. It is making provision for the flesh, an act of unbelief that can become an impenitent rejection of Jesus' gifts. Jesus is saying to us, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and don't bury my gifts under the cow manure. But someone might object, isn't putting on Jesus also hypocrisy? Shouldn't I be the real me with all my warts? But that is not the me that I was created or recreated to be, but rather the result, the cursed result of rebellion. That is, as our text warns, making provision for the flesh, the path to hell. Yes, it can certainly be hypocrisy if I'm painting on the image of being a Christian for church on Sunday or in front of a few people and the rest of the time burying it under the cow manure. But striving by faith to put on Jesus is not hypocrisy. It's spiritual reform, growth in Christ. Striving to be the real new me in Christ. It is living at Christ's command and for his glory. So put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Wear him by faith for life. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when an individual is continually portraying one character role, he may gradually become very natural for him. The more we practice being like Christ, the more we become like Christ, until we will be completely like Christ in heaven. So put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Striving for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This wondrous gift, undeserved by us, freely given by our Savior King, calls us to put on Jesus today, every day, for life. We pray, Lord Jesus, as you put on our life, our humanity, our sin, our guilt, our death, enable us to put on your spirit, your love, your righteousness, your life, for life. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 401, 401.